tell me a little bit about Harvest, how things wrapped up.
As we finished up, the last week that we finished, it was too wet to finish, but we did anyway. We put tracks on our combine and our grain cart last year, so we reduced compaction, and I suppose maybe we still did this year, but I guarantee you we made enough. Didn't want to do it, but the crop was beginning to fall down, and that one Saturday wind was hard on it, and I wasn't ready for another Saturday wind, so we took the crop out. You can tell where we ran the grain cart and our tram lines. We think we salvaged significant amount by getting it in versus some of my neighbors who are claiming a 20 to 50 bushel loss with the corn that's fallen over, and it's almost impossible for them to pick up, and that really makes a good year pretty sour.
And obviously you had to battle wind and some other conditions. With that being said, now that the crop is in, how did things turn out?
Well, I began to get excited there when near the mid late September, as we were yield checking and pod counting, that type of thing. It turned out to be just a little shy of my expectations, but those expectations were higher than my yields had ever been. So I was looking for a record, got a record, but I didn't get as big a record as I wanted. Dissipated, let's put it that way.
You mentioned you're still trying to apply manure and struggling with some weather conditions, so tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. We apply manure for our own farm and for those, for some neighbors, and, you know, we're under some restrictions as to when we go to the field as far as the rules regarding moisture, both rain forecast and current moisture conditions. So we've had to twiddle our thumbs while we waited for the ground to either settle or dry out. So we've been able to run here just the last couple of days. It's getting better each day, and we've got several neighbors that would like us to get there all at the same time. So we're working through that backlog. We missed about 3 weeks in total of being able to run because of the cool, wet conditions.
Anything else you want to add in?
Well, I think I would say that I hope everyone saw the yields that we were able to see, at least had really good yields, because I know marketing this crop is going to be a challenge, and getting a historical price for it will be difficult. We continue to hope that our deal makers get the deals made with China and the other countries that are holding back on their purchases of our exports. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope there's something to be thankful for come